Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner.
And this is Leah Gilmore.
And it's Wednesday, so we're here with Baynard Woods, senior editor of the Baltimore City Paper.
Wonderful.
How are you doing, Baynard?
Doing great. How are y'all?
Hi, good, Baynard.
So what is happening on the pages this week?
Yes. I love the City Paper, by the way.
Well, thank you so much. We have a great cover story this week where Van Smith talked to Heather Mazur, the delegate from Montgomery County, and gubernatorial candidate, and really tried to question the idea. She really tries to question the idea of the sort of next in line way that politics work to get to higher office in Maryland, and she believes that she can ride the animosity between the two front running candidates and the progressive wave of politics that's you know, with the legislative session last year, straight to the governor's office. And so it's a fascinating conversation that they have, and Van asking some difficult questions as well. So I think that's really a story not to miss.
And I'm looking forward to reading that, yeah.
Me too.
You know, and then last week it was a big news for the BMA that they got this Renoir painting back.
Right.
And it had been stolen from the museum in 1951 and was a fascinating legal case where a woman tried to auction it, claimed that she'd found it at a West Virginia thrift flea market for $7. And
I remember.
Her brother said her mother had had it in their house for a long time. So they had a long-going legal battle, and the judge ruled for summary judgment that the painting be returned to the BMA last week. So we have a nice piece on that. And a restaurant review of the best place I've eaten at in ages.
What's that?
Puerto 511.
Oh, what's it called? Say it again.
It's Puerto 511. It's a Peruvian place. And the chef calls it a micro restaurant. It's just him, the owner, and one other, and a sous chef, and they do everything. So, like 7 2-tops. And just past Saratoga Street, between Saratoga and Lexington, off of Liberty. And it's really a great ceviche, excellent veal heart, and just spectacular stuff. It was really wonderful food. And so I had the pleasure of getting to review that this week.
So you enjoyed yourself?
Oh, yeah, you did.
You sound like you had a great week. Right. What's going on? What's happening in your pages in the arts?
So, yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff going on in the arts this week. A long time, people have been really waiting for the first album from the rapper Greenspan to come out, and so we have a feature on him as he's finally releasing his... He's been on a lot of mixtapes and the like, but he's finally releasing his first album, and it sounds great. So we're really excited about that story. There's a local in film. There's a locally made, locally filmed movie, Jamesy Boy, that's released this week. That deals with a lot of the same sort of issues and themes as The Wire. Alas, as our reviewer Jen Ladd thought, not nearly as effectively. but it's still a locally filmed with big names in it, James Wood and James Wood. Yeah, so there's all sorts of great people in it, and despite a slight pan, it's something I'm still going to see, and I'm really interested in seeing. And we have Chang-Rae Lee is coming to Ivy Books on the 21st with his new book, On Such a Full Sea, which is set in a futuristic Baltimore called B-More, and it's maybe 150 to 300 years in the future. And it's
I've heard about this book.
I'm actually looking forward to it.
So
Baynard, give us one more thing before we have to roll. One quick thing.
We also have a review of Where the Wang Doodle Sings. Jeffrey Himes reviewed this, which is through January 19th at the Theater Project. And it really seems like a fascinating play with this mythological creature, the Wang Doodle, who carries a hobo stick and uses a lot of profanity. And I think it's going to be quite a funny play.
Okay, profanity makes me laugh. Okay.
Baynard Woods, thank you so much. Thank you for always joining us, city editor, senior editor for the Baltimore City Paper and one of our important journals in this town.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
So nice to talk to you.
All right, thanks for having me. Great to talk to you.
Talk to you soon. Take care, Baynard.
Bye.
And Leah Gilmore.
Mark Steiner.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Good to have you here. Yeah, I love it.
I love it, too.
Enjoy your tour in Italy.
Yeah, I'll be back for next month. I can tell you how much spaghetti I didn't eat.
Well, you can't get a bad meal in Italy. Good to have
you
here.
No, that's true.
All right.
It's wonderful to be here.
Got to go. Great to have you here. Thank you, Leah.
All right.
The Mark Zanon Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast any of our shows, find out information about our guests and the work that they do and we do and Leah does, go to steinershow.org. You can also listen to and download all of our podcasts now on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.
Bye-bye.